Rallies took place in 14 towns and cities across Northern Ireland last night as protesters called on politicians to get back into Stormont. Organised under the banner We Deserve Better, the protests were held to mark the 589th day without an executive at Stormont. You will probably remember that the Secretary of State, Karen Bradley, hinted that she may cut MLA's pay. Of course, it hasn't happened. Your money continues to go to them, whether they're back in an executive or not. The BBC attended one of their rallies and asked some of those there why they were there.
I'm just fed up with politicians not doing what they're paid for. I have to go to my work every day. If I didn't, I wouldn't get paid.
It's just about the political stalemate here. We're just orange and green. There's no in-between colours at the minute. We need a change.
It's a blame war and order situation, and they're not doing nothing. It's the people in Northern Ireland suffering for it.
Well, we're a wee nation, you know. We'd like to be remembered for something better than this. You know, 589
exactly.
Days, you know.
It's better got things a job you, to do, and they're not doing it.
You'd like to be remembered as Northern Ireland, the country that had a government, not exactly. 589 days without one.
They need to get back and do the job they're paid to do. Overpaid to do.
We deserve better.
The reality is, a huge majority of people here in this country voted for the DUP and Sinn Féin. And the reality is, they've backed themselves into corners. Sinn Féin will not go back into an executive, they claim, without an Irish Language Act. The DUP say they are not getting a standalone Irish Language Act. That's their position. Well, yesterday, the Alliance Party leader, Naomi Long, called on all party leaders and independent MLAs to meet next Monday to agree a way ahead. She's been giving me her thoughts this morning.
Well, Stephen, we've been sitting now for 18 months without a government. We have been sitting for 6 months since the last time the Secretary of State instigated any kind of process to try to see government restored. We know that there's up to £2 billion of investment that can't be made because of decisions in the courts that say civil servants can't take those decisions. We know that our health service and our schools are under huge pressure because of financing and the lack of direction about the reforms that are needed to deal with all of that. And we basically are sitting here twiddling our thumbs, wringing our hands and saying somebody needs to do something about it. And last week for me, it just came to a head when I looked at the issues, particularly around lack of investment, around lack of progress with major infrastructure projects and other things. And I thought, well, OK, the Secretary of State doesn't want to do it or isn't going to do it. So I wrote to each of the party leaders and set out which the things that for me were really important. We have tried to be constructive throughout this process.
But you also need to...
I've invited them to come along. There are only two things on the agenda, Stephen. One is, can we agree how talks will be structured? And the second is, when do we start?
Well, you need to be realistic, though, don't you? And often in politics, Naomi, timing is so important. And what's happening next week? RHI, yeah. Jonathan Bell and others appearing at the RHI inquiry. I was talking to a very, very senior player in politics yesterday who says he's getting the popcorn out to watch it.
So
do you really think there's going to be a deal between the DUP and Sinn Féin while the RHI inquiry is really kicking off next week?
Not next week, no, but I think we could on Monday agree, for example, do we want to have an independent facilitator brought in to try to resolve these issues? I think that's something we could agree on Monday. I think we could agree on Monday what format we want the talks to take. Do we want them to be all party? How do we want them structured? I think the other thing we could agree on Monday, and these are the only things I'm asking people to agree, when can we start? I mean, when can we actually start to do the job that we're meant to be doing and to get things back on track? Every time we speak to the Secretary of State, she says there are some parties that don't want to have an independent facilitator. Every time we speak to the parties, they all say, no, no, we're happy with that. So what I'm saying very clearly is, let's get in a room, let's act like the adults that we're supposed to be, and let's go to the Secretary of State, not with an overall solution. That's not in my gift to deliver that, Stephen. But let's at least agree how we're going to structure the talks and when they're going to start and put some time around this. Because I don't know about anybody else out there, but I am sick to the back teeth of the fact that we are now just drifting interminably. First of all, we hear it can't be done now because of RHI. Then we'll hear it can't be done now because of Brexit. The truth is, it should have been done 18 months ago.
Okay.
And if we continue to allow it to drift, the damage that we're doing to Northern Ireland, the damage that we're doing to our public services, the damage that we're doing to our economy, not all of those things are recoverable.
Well, look,
so we've got to take action.
I get it that I'm being negative this morning. I get that. And you're trying to get everybody together, and many people would applaud you for that. But is the reality not that unless some of the key issues are sorted, there is no point doing all of this stuff on the sidelines? You can agree when they start, you can agree whether there's to be a mediator, but how are they going to break the back themselves into corners?
So
Sinn Féin have said, without an Irish Language Act, they ain't come back into government, and Arlene has said it is not a standalone act, is not happening under her watch. So where do you go from there?
Well, we have already suggested a three-strand solution to that particular problem.
Which was rejected the last time.
But the circumstances change, Stephen. That's the nature of politics. What I'm saying is we're not going to solve it. We're not going to solve it sitting in our constituency offices moaning about it. We're not going to solve it on the phone with the Secretary of State when she checks in with us every week so she can say, I've spoken to all the party leaders recently. We're not going to solve it.
That's pretty disparaging about the Secretary of State. Is that all she does?
Well, I mean, you know, there's been no substance to those engagements.
What do you make of her?
To move things forward. I like her. I think she would be very good at her job if she was able to get on with it. But the truth is,
what's that say about her if all she does, according to you, is check in and check out again?
I think it says more about the government than the fact that they're not in a position to actually put pressure on parties that needs to be applied.
Come on, Naomi, you look at the impact that someone like Mo Mullum had on this country. You look at the impact.
Mo Mullum was not dependent on any local party given her support. And the reality of the situation is that Karen Bradley can only do what the Prime Minister and the government are going to allow to happen. And they are very heavily dependent on the DUP to survive. Now, we can do the post-mortem on the body before it's dead. I would rather give next week a chance. Let's see what happens. Let's see who turns up. At the end of the day, Stephen, if people don't want to come together and sort this out, then let's be honest with the public and let's wrap this up. Because we're sitting up in Stormont. We're getting paid. We haven't had the pay cut that Karen Bradley has been saying is coming now. I mean, it's been coming like Christmas. We just keep hearing that it's on the horizon, but it never happens. And I have said now for well over a year that it needs to happen. So what I'm saying is, let's go up to Stormont, the place where we're meant to be next Monday anyway. Let's sit down and get the talk structured and see if by sitting down and working through the issues that you're talking about, which are real and substantive, we can get to a point where we're able to actually start to get to do the job we're elected to do, to unlock the investment in society that's needed, and to start to deal with the issues that are coming to us in our constituency offices. People who are really struggling, Stephen. And we get to a certain point with those inquiries and we get a letter back from a permanent secretary or whoever it might be in the civil service saying, sorry, without a minister, we can't do anything about it. Now, I'm tired of getting those responses. I want to be able to help the people who elected me. I can't do everything. I don't have a magic wand. I can't make the parties do anything. But I can create an opportunity. I can create a space where we can have a serious discussion. And if people really want to get back to do the job, then they'll turn up on Monday, they'll engage sensibly, and we'll get
But the job is between Sinn Féin and the DUP. That's
no,
the job to do.
Actually,
it won't go forward without them.
Well, first and foremost, Stephen, the job is primarily between those two having to agree. But we have been able to assist in previous rounds of talks, getting close to agreement by putting forward constructive solutions. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that from our perspective, there's also an element of responsibility on the other parties because there are questions for all of us. Will we go into any executive when it's formed? There are issues that all the parties have put on the table. This notion that it's just the Irish Language Act and that that's the only thing on the table is a nonsense. Those of us who have been involved in these talks know that all the parties have issues that they're concerned about, not least of all when you mention RHI, how we're going to prevent that kind of catastrophic decision making happening in future. So there are things about raising standards in government that we need to do. There are things about making it more sustainable that we need to do. There are things that we need to do about ensuring that it won't collapse again in 6 months' time when the next people walk away. And for us, there are issues around things like the petition of concern to make sure that decision making is unlocked and we're able to have a proper assembly that reflects the views of the public.
So have you...
All of those are important, Stephen.
So behind...
All I want to do is people to agree to meet to sort them out.
And finally, behind the scenes, have you had any positive noises from either Sinn Féin or the DUP that they're going to turn up to your meeting on Monday?
Yes.
Both of them will?
I have had positive noises from both, and we'll see what happens. I've had constructive conversations on both scores. And there are also other parties who have agreed that they will be there. And Stephen, at the end of the day, if they don't...
So have you got a full house at the moment in that they've confirmed they're going?
No, I haven't got a full house at the minute. I've had a few responses and I've had a few conversations.
But if you've got the DUP and Sinn Féin there, then you're over the line with what matters.
No, I said we had had positive conversations. We'll see what happens on Monday. At the end of the
day... But what does that mean, Naomi? Because this is too important, isn't it? So what's a positive conversation mean? Have you spoken to people within the leadership of the DUP or Sinn Féin, and have they said they will go?
I've spoken to people within the leadership of the parties, and we've also heard their answers when they've been asked publicly. So we're going to wait and see what happens.
What have they said publicly? I don't know, sorry. What have they said?
Well, Arlene said, for example, that she's always happy to meet with me to have discussions, and that there's no issue with that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, whether she's free on Monday. We'll get that sorted. We've had conversations with Sinn Féin as well about time and other things.
And what have they said?
Well, they've said that they would like to respond positively. So let's see what happens.
Are they going or are they not?
Well, I'll know on Monday. Stephen, at the end of the day...
Listen, if you're having a party at your house, you kind of know who's coming. Are they coming or are they not?
Well, I have already said we will know on Monday, but maybe what you should do is put that question to those two parties. I've issued the invitation. Maybe the people that you need to force to make an RSVP are the people I've invited. Because I've issued the invitation in good faith. I issued it last week. I asked people to come. And I've given the opportunity. At the end of the day, Stephen, if they don't want to turn up and they don't want to deal with these issues and they don't want to get round the table and sort it out and they don't want to do their job, well, that tells people something.
Naomi, you suggest that I contact the two parties.
Yes.
I think it's widely known now, and I'll just leave you with this thought. I think it's widely known that the DUP barely even respond to the Nolan Show now since our RHI coverage. There has been a boycott by the DUP of the Nolan Show. They barely respond to any of our press calls. And it seems to be that that's our punishment for being journalists and covering RHI.
Well, that's unfortunate, Stephen, because I think that the job of a journalist is an important one. And I think that had it not been for journalists holding politicians and the public's servants to account on that issue, it would not have been exposed as it was. So I think that's unfortunate. I don't think any of us should be above scrutiny. It's our job to be scrutinised by the public, and you have your job to do, hold the media account. I have my job to do to get my message across, and I guess that's the tense relationship that journalists and politicians will always have. But from my point of view, all I'm saying is I can't say definitively at this point that Sinn Féin or the DUP will be there. But I can say definitively that they have been invited, and I can give you the indications that they were not rejecting those invitations out of hand, and there were some positive conversations happening. At the end of the day, Stephen, this is not about me. It's not about me inviting them to these talks. This is simply about trying to get people back in the room, because I know that the public are sick to the back teeth of this.
Okay.
I'm tired of it. I want to see progress, and this is the only way I can see forward.
Naomi Long, thank you very much indeed.